This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening India-Bhutan relations. The participants are Meera Shankar, former ambassador, and Kaushik Roy, anchor.
Namaskar and welcome to yet another episode of Insights. Today we are joined by Ambassador Meera Shankar, former diplomat, and she was India's ambassador to the United States and Germany, and also had served in very senior positions in the External Affairs Ministry. Ma'am, welcome to our program. India-Bhutan ties have been exemplary. Former External Affairs Minister, late Mrs. Sushma Swaraj, had once observed that exemplary India-Bhutan ties are built on utmost trust and sensitivity to each other's interests. And also, it wouldn't be out of place to mention that Bhutan was the first country Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited after becoming Prime Minister in June 2015. In this backdrop, what is the significance of Dr. Dasho Shering Tobgay, the Bhutanese Prime Minister's visit?
I think the visit of the Bhutanese Prime Minister is his first visit overseas after the recent elections in Bhutan and the swearing in of the new government. So it assumes importance because it also reflects the weight of the relationship and the high degree of importance that both countries attach to it. Now, the India-Bhutan relationship is unique. It's founded in the 1949 Treaty of Peace and Friendship and Cooperation, which was updated in 2007, and that provides the structural framework for the relationship. But in recent years, it has become a much more broad-based relationship because it encompasses also a very close cooperation in the energy sector. I think projects worth over 2,000 megawatts of power have been commissioned with Indian assistance, and India buys much of that energy from Bhutan. Another two projects, I think Puna Sanchu 1 and 2, are in various stages of implementation, and that would add another 2,000 megawatts to the energy cooperation between India and Bhutan. And now beyond hydroelectric, the two countries have agreed to also cooperate in the field of renewables in solar energy and hydrogen, the new energy transitions which are taking place. India accounts for almost 80%, I think, of Bhutan's trade, and it's increased threefold from 2014 to 2021-22. It used to be around $500 million in 2014, and today it is $1.4 billion. And the energy that we buy from Bhutan has contributed to this, so that the trade between the two countries is broadly balanced, even though there is balance of trade advantage in India's favor. It is a much smaller balance of trade surplus because of the energy cooperation that we have with Bhutan. India is also Bhutan's largest development partner, and we have been providing assistance to Bhutan right from their first five-year plan. And even today, I think more than 70% or so of the external assistance that Bhutan gets comes from India.
Presently, we have the India-Bhutan Agreement on Trade, Commerce and Transit that was revised in 2016. And you mentioned about the trade surplus, a little bit of that which India has. The India-Bhutan Agreement on Trade, Commerce and Transit establishes a free trade regime between the two countries. So how do you assess this?
Yes, it is a free trade regime, and it's been there for a long time because we have more or less an open border between the two countries and rupee trade area. We have been trading with Bhutan in terms of rupees, and now we have been looking actually for the future to enhance cross-border infrastructure and increase connectivity. So there are new trade routes which we are talking of. We are talking about rail connections between India and Bhutan. between Kokrajhar in Assam and Gelapu in Bhutan, and also similar kind of point on the Bengal, West Bengal-Bhutan border. We are looking at other trade routes or checkpoints for entry. So I think both sides are looking at building up the cross-border infrastructure in a major way, so that there's more seamless movement between the goods and people of the two countries.
Ma'am, you already mentioned that India plays a very important role in Bhutan's socio-economic development. Which are the areas that you think should draw more focus now on?
Well, I'm sure that Bhutan would, because they have an educated young population, I am sure that they would like to lay focus on developing jobs for their young population. India provides, I think, a large number of scholarships to Bhutanese students to study in India. I think almost 900 scholarships that we provide. And increasingly, they would want to have more scholarships in the science, technology, and engineering fields. We are also looking at IT as a possible area of cooperation. And, of course, space. Last year, we jointly sent a small satellite into space for Bhutan as part of Indo-Bhutan cooperation. And I think space will be one sector where we will be laying increased focus. Agriculture would be another sector, because the Bhutanese economy is largely agricultural and they have production which could be exported to India if they have a surplus. And there is a demand for many of those products which grow. I don't know if you have ever tried druk jams or druk kashundi, you know, the mustard sauce. It's quite good, actually, and it's available in the Indian market. So I think agriculture would be another area for us to cooperate. And of course, continue with our development of infrastructure within Bhutan itself, because whether it's hospitals or educational institutions or roads, we have been a development partner for Bhutan in this process. And I think that process will get strengthened.
One more thing is that Bhutan has for many years now stressed on the Gross National Happiness Index. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also stressed on lifestyle for environment. Do you see a convergence in these two? How can India and Bhutan help the world in achieving sustainable development based on both countries being rooted to nature and environment?
Yes, I think Bhutan has particularly been mindful of its environment. Even the hydroelectric projects which are undertaken are not storage projects. They are run off the river projects, so there are no storage dams. Here you create a small storage on the river and then you empty that storage through a canal lower down the river, so the water remains in the river. It's not a storage dam. So they've been quite mindful of their environment. They've also been mindful of their own cultural and architectural norms. So, you know, you will find that all houses have to have the carved windows and the floating roof, which makes Bhutan and Bhutanese cities and villages very unique in terms of the way they appear. And they've been also quite careful about not going in for deforestation. They have very thick forests which they have been preserving, and they think that Bhutan could act as a carbon sink in a sense to even absorb some of the carbon which is being produced elsewhere. And yes, they have this concept of gross national happiness, which means that you don't just pursue wealth and riches and ever increasing standards of living leading to unsustainable demands on the environment, but you pursue a style of life which gives you contentment and which is also in harmony with nature and society. And I suppose Prime Minister Modi's emphasis on lifestyle is also the same in the sense that it also echoes what Mahatma Gandhi said, that the world has enough for people's needs, but not enough for people's greed.
You also see that India's neighborhood first policy has been a very important factor so far as our immediate neighbors are concerned. And Bhutan has been a recipient of India's assistance during times of need, especially during the COVID times. How do you think that India can play a bigger role, especially in Bhutan's health and education sectors?
I think that the neighborhood first policy with Bhutan has been there right since independence, and they have been actually the largest recipient of Indian development assistance. For some time, they were displaced by the assistance we were giving to Afghanistan, but they are still one of the major recipients of Indian development assistance. And yes, in terms of education, the scholarships that we provide in Indian institutions to Bhutanese students, particularly, as I said, their interest is in science, technology and engineering, I think that would be something which we could focus on. Plus, I think how it's possible for us to strengthen the educational, higher educational system within Bhutan, to work with the Bhutanese authorities to see where they would like us to work with them and what we can do in that area. I think that would also be of interest, particularly in some of the areas which are relatively underdeveloped, such as eastern Bhutan, where there may not be so many high educational facilities. So I think that is one area where we could certainly work with Bhutan and based on what they feel they would like. Medicine is another because, you know, for specialized treatment, the Bhutanese quite often come to India. And again, if we can work to strengthen medical system within Bhutan as well as provide more treatment facilities to Bhutanese nationals in some of our top hospitals, I think that would also be very welcome within Bhutan.
Lastly, ma'am, what more needs to be done to increase people-to-people contacts? Because in India, we have the Buddhist circuit and the rail transport. You also mentioned that there's soon going to be connectivity. Is there a need, do you think, to increase the frequency of flights between both the countries?
Perhaps, yeah, that would help to increase connectivity. But a lot of people travel by bus as well and by car. They go up from Bagdogra into Bhutan. And from Bhutan, they come via Bagdogra. They drive down. So the rail link, I think, would be especially important for the ordinary people. And I think Bhutan, we have given them permission to build a temple, a Buddhist temple in Bodh Gaya. And I think that pilgrimage on the Buddhist circuit could certainly be of interest to people. In fact, we used to run special trains for Sri Lankan pilgrims wanting to do this Buddhist circuit. If there is enough demand, depends, because Bhutan has a small population, then it's something we could consider, or consider attaching special bogies to trains for Bhutanese pilgrims. So that is something which I'm sure would be welcomed in Bhutan.
That is indeed very positive, and we hope that in the years to come, the bonds of friendship and cooperation between the two countries will increase. And as everyone knows that Bhutan has been a steadfast friend of India, and India too has been a very warm friend and has always stood by Bhutan at difficult times. Thank you, ma'am, for joining us in the studios today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening India-Bhutan relations. The participants were Meera Shankar, former ambassador, and Kaushik Roy, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4639. 4044.